This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. ChatGPT is getting a digital memory to recall your past conversations. More on that in moments, but first, you know the feeling. You've spent the last few hours digging into some research project, Wikipedia binge, or Reddit rabbit hole, and now you're drowning in a sea of tabs. Your computer slows to a crawl, and you're at a loss on how to get things back in order. Fortunately, there are some not-so-obvious features built into your web browser that can help you out. If you often struggle to keep your web surfing in check, we've rounded up a few helpful tips on how to organize your tabs across Chrome, Edge, Safari, and Firefox, including suggestions for built-in tools and time-saving extensions. Head over to Engadget.com for some tips on how to organize all of your tabs on Chrome and other browsers. And replacing a smartphone every 2 years is partially why billions of phones go into landfills each year. If stacked flat atop one another, that many handsets would reach farther than the ISS. But we've become accustomed to that 24-month time frame because wireless carriers often push an upgrade on biannual contracts, and many smaller phone makers only offer software support for 2 years. But now, with longer software commitments from major manufacturers, along with growing right-to-repair legislation, many newer phones can stay in our pockets for closer to 7 trips around the sun. Here's how you can extend the lifespan of your smartphone and avoid shelling out hundreds before it's absolutely necessary. Check out how to make your smartphone last longer at Engadget.com.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the big drawbacks of talking to an AI chatbot is that everything resets once the conversation is done. It won't remember who you are or what you previously queried. This is by design, for privacy reasons, but it really hampers the tech from growing into a true digital assistant that knows you well enough to actually help with stuff. OpenAI is trying to fix this issue and is finally adding a memory feature on ChatGPT. This will allow the bot to remember important personal details from prior conversations and apply that context to current queries. Here's how it works. You can actually tell ChatGPT to remember something specific, like that your child is allergic to peanuts or how you prefer to sign emails. It'll automatically store this data as requested and apply it to future conversations and tasks. Beyond that, the system will pick up stuff over time. It'll naturally store data as you perform queries. The goal is for the chatbot to become smarter and, more importantly, attuned to your specific needs. Additionally, each custom GPT will have its own unique memory. OpenAI gives Books GPT as an example, as the bot will remember which books you've already read and what genres you like. The GPT store is filled with unique chatbots that would absolutely benefit from this memory feature. This doesn't seem too different from how the internet already works. Apps store personal data, as do websites and social networks. This data is then leveraged to create a unique user profile, which is used to develop personalized algorithms. However, there are significant privacy concerns with the standard way of doing things that absolutely carry over to this memory feature. To that end, OpenAI says users will have control over ChatGPT's memory and that the system has been trained to not automatically remember certain sensitive topics like health data. The company says you can simply tell the bot to forget something, and it will. There's also a Manage Memory tab included in the settings for more nuanced adjustments. If the whole idea skeeves you out, just shut the feature off entirely. This is a beta service for now and is rolling out to a small number of ChatGPT free and plus users this week. The company will share plans for a broader release in the future. In the meantime, you can rewatch the movie Her to see where this all ends. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Lawrence Bonk and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.